Being a Baptist, that's what my thought is today, being a Baptist and not a stumbling block. And if we, anything on your heart, if not, we'll try to, might try to preach a little while, but before I even read anything, a reading lesson or anything, or text or anything like that, I want to say a few things. Being a Baptist, not a stumbling block, being a Baptist, most of the time we think about that, and I believe all these things. Everything I say here anymore is recorded, and it's yelled from the rooftop. It's on speakers out here. It's on the radio out in the parking lot. I want it to be understood what I believe. Amen. But being a Baptist, most of the time when we think about that, we think about, just like what he said, you got to be saved. John dispatched them to bring forth meat, fruits, worthy of repentance. And we believe that. I believe that in all my heart. And we believe in just recognizing Baptist baptism from the church. And we believe that. Y'all know how I stand on that. I'm probably as firm on that as anybody. Only recognizing Baptist baptism. And we believe in telling the truth no matter how bad it hurts. I mean, if it takes her head as John the Baptist, then we tell the truth. And so we believe all those things, but sometimes we get caught up in being such a strong Baptist. Please don't get me wrong in this.
That's right.
Listen to me. But we get caught up in being such a strong Baptist, we become a stumbling block. There's a reason it's not just all these strong things that makes us a Baptist. There's some things that John the Baptist done to me that made him just such a light and such a light for the Lord and laying out a path unto our God. That's just as important or more important that we leave off a whole lot. That people need to see something in us that is different. And don't get me wrong. I mean take a stand and always take a stand on these things. But listen, don't become such a Baptist that you become a stumbling block to others. Sometimes we're so hard. And I want you to know when we're weak, then we can be strong. When you're humble, then you can say strong things. But sometimes, us being a Baptist, sometimes we say things strong in an arrogant way, and it becomes a stumbling block. And that part scares me. But y'all pray for us a little while that we might be able to get this out in a way that it'll make sense. And like I said, I believe all those things I mentioned. I believe them with all my heart. I'll try to stand and preach the truth. I preached the truth before when it wasn't popular. I preached the truth before when people's left mad. I preached the truth before when I've got phone calls all over it. I want you to realize we've got to take stands, and I believe that in all my heart. But listen, sometimes we get caught up in trying to be so strong that we're hurting our own cause. Sometimes we get to thinking the Baptist is a lot more of a light than the Lord is. And that ain't the case. I want you to realize, if you look at you under today, I've used this comparison ever since I started preaching. There's a big bright sun out there today. You take at night, you have a full moon, and that moon is shining bright, and the sun's on the other side of this old world, and it's shining in our way that moon can reflect the light. And if you can go out, some nights are so bright that you can walk around and you can see to be able to just about go anywhere. That's what the church is. It's not the true light. The moon has not got no light about it. I want you to realize how only we don't have no light about us. The only way we can have light is that light that comes from Him. We reflect the light, the true light. And when the old world gets in our way, Josh, when it gets in the way, I want you to know that the sun can't shine on the moon when the world, this whole planet gets in the way and there's no light. And then there's darkness. And sometimes I'm afraid that we become such strong Baptists that we can't reflect the light that He wants the world to see. In 1 John, or in the Gospel of John, in the first chapter, let me correct that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came as a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth up every man that cometh into the world. And that's reading to the ninth verse there. And I want to go over here in Isaiah chapter 4, and we'll find over there about it says the voice of him that crieth in a wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a pathway for God. And what I pray today is that we would get a hold of being a Baptist is trying to point people towards Jesus. And that's exactly what John done. He come, yes, to prepare a people. He come to preach the gospel. He was preaching Jesus in the wilderness. And as they got saved, he began to baptize them in the Jordan. He was the only one that had authority to baptize. He was sent by Jesus to come to do that purpose. And we talked about these things, but listen to me. He always made sure that everybody understood that he was not that light, that Jesus Christ was the one. And I want you to understand today what we need as the old time church to get off our high horse sometime and make people understand that Jesus is the one. It's not us. Listen, we can be the light. He said, you are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Listen, the only way we can do that is when we make Jesus Christ the center and the author of everything we do. And honey, when we do that, then we can shine. But without him, we can't do nothing. He said there was the voice of him that cried in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a pathway to our God. Jesus is the only way to God. He is the straight and narrow way. He is the only way. Today the world will teach you there's all kinds of ways to get to heaven. Honey, there ain't but one way, and that's through the blood of Jesus. We'll quote them scriptures over in Jeremiah in the 6th chapter about the walking in the old path and the old way. And listen, we'll amen in our churches when we quote them scriptures. Listen to me, I believe that. But the old path and the way is Jesus Christ. That's the only way to God. And that's what John tried to point out over and over. He never put himself in a position to where he thought he was mighty, that he was anything in the sight of man. You go here in the Matthew chapter 3, where it talks about those that come to him to be baptized. And he said over there, and he it says there, as far as this is that was spoken in the prophet Isaiah, saying the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. That's what we just read to you over there in Isaiah. But listen, down here in the 11th verse, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he cometh after me is mightier than I whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. I shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He said, I'm not worthy to bear his shoes. Honey, there ain't nothing about us special except we've been saved by God's grace. We've been blessed to be a part of his church. We've been led, united, and baptized into the Lord's church. And we believe all those things. But we never need to get to thinking we're too high and too mighty that we become a stumbling block to those around us. I want you to listen to me today. We've got children that are coming to our churches, growing up and becoming adults, leaving and not ever being saved by God's grace. And we go around throwing our chest out and telling everybody how strong a Baptist we are. I want you to realize that makes you a stumbling block. I'm thankful to be a Baptist today. I'm thankful to be saved by God's grace, but I don't ever want to be arrogant. I don't ever want to come across as a jerk. I don't ever want to hurt nobody. Listen to me. We think that we're more than what we are today. John D. Baptist recognized he was not worthy. And I want you to know today, I'm not worthy. Neither are you. Whose fan in the hand will thoroughly purge his floor and gather this wheat into the grinder, but he will burn up the chaff unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee and Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And John forbid him, saying, I have need. And he did. He did have need to be baptized of him. He did not have the baptism of the Lord. He said, I need to be baptized of thee. Thou comest unto me. Listen to me. John, the same man that had his hand cut off by Herod because he told him he had his brother's wife. He wouldn't back down. When it come to Jesus, he realized how nothing he was. Don't get so strong and high and mighty. And then Jesus answered and said to him, suffer it to be so now, for that it becomes us to feel the righteousness. And then he suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lighting upon him. And listen what it says. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. I want you to realize Peter and him, when they went up there with him to the Mount of Transfiguration, they said, when he met with Elijah and Moses there, they said, it's good for us to be here. Let's build a tabernacle unto Moses, Elijah, unto him. And the voice said, this is my Son, hear ye him. We never need to get to thinking we're mightier than what we are. Yeah. we find over in Luke's gospel. When Mary come to her cousin Elizabeth's home, we find when she made her salutation or her greetings, come in and said hello, John wept in his mother's womb. I want you to know, anytime we get around Jesus Christ, we should leap and move. I want you to know it excited him to be around the Lord. We find there, he said, when he baptized him, he said the Spirit ascended on him like a dove. And he said, this is my son whom I'm well pleased. The scriptures tell us over in 1 John, that's how John knew who he was. He told him who the Spirit was sent down on. That's him. That is the light. That's the one. I want you to know. And you say, well, how did John be saved and was baptizing and not know Jesus? If Jesus walked in today right in front of me, I wouldn't recognize him in the physical being. But, buddy, I believe my spirit would leap about me. I believe I'd get excited when I get around him. There's been times when the Lord has come to me in different ways, or in the way of somebody. He said, if you did this unto the least of my brethren, you did it unto me. I believe the Lord's come to me in different times in the way of people, sent on my way, come and gave me a chance to do what was right or what was wrong, and I didn't even recognize him. Has it ever happened to you? I was so busy being a strong Baptist. We went to sing down there. Y'all heard me tell it. I'm still ashamed of it today, but the reason I'm telling you, I want you to get it, or you might not make the same mistake. We went down to nursing home down Red Bull and Springs. We went down there to sing for Christmas. Me, the pastor here at Hilltop, and the church went down there to sing. I went in there to visit with my little sister. She was in there paralyzed. I laid up in yonder in the nursing home, and I went in there to visit with her a little while, and it come time, I was looking at my watch, it come time to go to sing. And I told her I had to go. And she begged me and pleaded with me and cried there and said, stay with me a little while. Listen to me. I've been whooped over that so many times. I believe the Lord was right there pleading with me. You stay here a little while. You comfort her. You be the Samaritan. Don't be that old Levite or that priest that's got so much to do. Don't be that so strong a Baptist that you ain't got time to do the work that I've sent you out to do. To be a light unto the world. To make a path unto her God. I left her and I left her there crying. I had a job to do. I was a pastor of a church. I gotta be strong. I'm a Baptist. Jesus, that same first chapter we read from earlier, a little further down, and you're reading less in the first chapter, John, the next day, and then seeing Jesus. Then the next day, John, seeing Jesus coming to the hill, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Listen, you want to be a Baptist? You put up towards Jesus. You live your life in a way that they see Jesus. Yes, be strong in all the doctrines. Yes, take a stand. But don't get caught up in that so much that we forget the portal and just say, behold, the Lamb of God. Yeah. Remember what you are. It ain't none of us worthy of latching the shoes. It ain't none of us worthy of anything except pointing them towards the Lamb of God. And then he said, this is whom I have said cometh. A man before me, he was before me. I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest unto Israel. Therefore I am come baptized in water. I don't believe he didn't know him spiritually. I believe he knew him. I believe he just didn't recognize him. Listen what it says. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and abode upon him. I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and the remaining on him, the same is which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And then again the next day, after John stood to his disciples and looking upon Jesus, he walked and said, behold the Lamb of God. That's how he knew who he was. He had done baptized him when he saw him coming. If he hadn't, he wouldn't have known for sure, would he? I want to tell you something. You better be careful how you treat somebody. The Bible says you'll entertain angels unawares. Sometimes you'll entertain him unawares. He'll come in a way. He'll come in a spirit of a way. And I ain't saying that, Heather will be Jesus. No, I ain't saying that. But I'll tell you one thing. He can send Heather my way to just see how I'm going to treat her. Amen. How would you treat her? We meet in church committees and we sit back and talk, and we all sit back, one sit one place and one sit another, and we sit there and talk about how strong a Baptist we are. We go back and forth. Who's the strongest Baptist? And the whole time we leave out the reason if there's any strength about us. Who's the strongest? It's the one that's the most humble. It's the one that shows humility when we're weak, then we're strong. He may send somebody to come to talk to you just to find out what you are. And most of the time I'll fail because I've got to prove how good of a Baptist I am. You want to be a strong Baptist? Show some humility. Amen. Take stands, but when you do, you take it, you're standing humble, not with your chest hold out and letting everybody know how strong you are. All you'll do is become a stumbling block. John, in the third chapter of John, after we get through, you must be born again. John answered and said in the 27th verse, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear witness that I said I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but he that is friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoice greatly because the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. He cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth, and that's what John said he was, that's what he's saying here, is earthly. He speaketh of the earth. He that come from heaven is above all. Everybody. Don't never, ever get in your head to think you got more authority than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
John the Baptist. And that's, he's the one named him. He said, there's none been born of woman which greater than John the Baptist.
Amen.
But he said the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. I want you to realize something today. We never need to get to thinking of ourselves highly, more highly than what we are. Be a Baptist. Don't be a stumbling block. You want to be a strong Baptist? Show humility.
Amen.
He must increase and we must decrease. And when that happens, we'll start seeing our children get saved again. And I ain't saying, please, this will be on recording. You're out there listening and you're a strong Baptist. So am I. I try to be. I try to take those standards. We still make sure they tell a testimony. We still only receive the baptism of the Lord's church that was gave. We don't recognize alien baptism. We don't recognize none of those things. We'll always take that stand. But when we take that stand, do not humiliate anybody else in it. Don't try to put yourself higher than anybody else, because he that is from heaven is above all. It ain't none of us no count. No, not one. Our righteousness is a filthy rags. So, brother, I'm a Baptist too, and I'm glad you are. I love you. I love Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church.
Amen.
And I'm thankful you come to be with us today.
Amen.
But I pray when we come together, we would all love one another. We would all show Jesus. We would just sleep at home. We'll go down the water here in a little bit. I can't go down there without saying it. It's just hard for me. Behold, that's what John was about. He was so about it. Even after he saw all of these things, he said to the disciples, he said, are you made sure he's the one? He wanted to be sure. He didn't want to die without knowing. That he was the one. He's the one. Behold the Lamb of God. We must decrease and he must increase. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. We're just like John the Baptist. So the next time you find yourselves taking that real strong stand, and take it. John did. There's nothing wrong with taking it. But you remember to show humility. You remember to show love. And don't you ever take it arrogantly. It ain't about winning an argument. The argument was won there on Calvary. He's from above. The argument was won. The devil lost. It ain't about winning argument. It's about winning souls. That's what John was about. That's what he was about. Preaching in the wilderness. We're in the wilderness. John never came out of the wilderness. He was in the wilderness, and we're still in it. We ain't in Canaan yet. We're still preaching Jesus Christ. Be careful how you treat people. He might be just trying you out. My brother-in-law told me one time, he was working for me, and he said he went to Hardee's. He'd just go by Hardee's before he'd come to the house. We'd go to work. He got there at Hardee's one morning. He'd give him $10 for his biscuit. And back in, probably a biscuit wasn't a dollar. They didn't give him no change back. I guess they thought that he'd give him a dollar or something. He said, I couldn't hardly stand it. I drove around. I come back, and he said, I'll give y'all 10. And they said, you did, didn't you? And they gave him his change back. Next day, he went. He gave him a dollar for his biscuit, and they give him $9 back. And said he drove around and said he had to go right back. He knew he's been tried. He gave him their $9 back. You never know when he's trying you. I want to start seeing them all get saved again. I want to see our churches come together again. Amen. Be a Baptist, not a stumbling block. You want to be strong? You want to prove to people how strong you are? Be humble. You want to be a good Baptist? You point them towards Jesus. You prepare people. Make a path straight to our God.
Amen.
The path straight to our God is Jesus Christ. He is the old path that we should walk therein. I hope this helps somebody.
Amen.
I hope this don't offend nobody, because I'm not trying to offend nobody. You can rest assured in that. That's exactly what I'm trying to stop. Is us offending each other. We do not need to offend one another. You'll never win nobody like that. I'll never forget, many years ago, Brother Michael Horton was helping us in revival. We'd went all week and half the body hadn't showed up. And Sunday morning rolled around. I sat there in my recliner with my Bible. I was trying to think of something. I was all upset because the church hadn't come. Brother Michael was supposed to preach, but I done made up my mind. I was going to preach. And I was fixing. I thought, yeah, Lord, they'll show up today. It's Sunday morning. And I thought, I'm going to come, and I'm fixing to wear them out. I'm fixing to tell them what they are. Ain't showing up in revival all week. I'm going to let them have it, Lord. You give me a thought. We're going to give it to them today, Lord. They'll be there. And what but a minute had come to me, the Songs of Solomon. And the one that he loves. And I sat there and cried like a baby. I got on the floor and asked God to forgive me, the Baptist, the strong Baptist. So I come and I read that scripture and I apologized to the church. We come around and we had a handshake, and Brother Barry, he probably don't remember it, and he said, you'll win more with sugar than you will with salt. I'll never forget that. Be humble. Love one another. You'll gain more that way than you ever will. Taking your strong stance. That's my message. I pray it'll help. If it don't help nobody else, maybe it'll help me. The Baptist.